In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. Oh, hallelujah, do we need the Lord? Do I need the Lord? Do all of us need the Lord? So much do we need Him. Without Him, we cannot even exist. I thank you, Lord, that you have spoken the world into existence. And we just want to say today, we love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And blessed be the name of Jesus. Today, I'm going back to something I said yesterday because some people didn't understand it. I said the messenger has become the message. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. The messenger in many places has become the message. Isaiah was the messenger. He was not the message. He was just the flute that God worked through. The message was repent, turn to the Lord, give your life to God. The message was repent, turn to the Lord, give your life to the Lord. And Jeremiah was the messenger. Jeremiah was the messenger, but his messenger wasn't, his message wasn't, I want to tell you all about me. No, his message was all about repent and turn to the Lord. The messenger is the one who gives the message. The messenger is the one who gives the message. Who is the messenger in 2012? The churches. The churches happen to be the messenger. So often the messenger becomes the message, that the church becomes the end, and we preach the church. And I'm telling you, we cannot preach the church because nothing happens when we preach the church. We preach the message. The message is the kingdom of God. The message is that through Jesus Christ, we have eternal life by His blood. Hallelujah. The messenger is the church. The messenger are God's people. We never become the message. The message is Jesus. The message is the kingdom of God. The message is the Paschal mystery. He died, He was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead. You know, the people in Jeremiah's time were making the message the temple of the Lord. And you know what Jeremiah said? The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. It's about to be destroyed. It's about to be destroyed. And if you need to turn to the Lord and repent of all your sins, all your idolatrous thoughts and all your idolatries, turn to the Lord, turn to the Lord, turn to the Lord. You see, they were saying, you know, God couldn't cast them to Babylon because the temple of the Lord was there. The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Yeah. Jeremiah said, you're off to Babylon because you have committed sin against God. You have worshipped false gods. The messenger, the church, you and I, maybe your group, can never become the message. It's always Jesus who is the message. And there's always that that problem that people, let's say, who made Curcio. Now, Curcio is a wonderful, wonderful instrument. But Curcio is only the messenger. The message is Jesus Christ, and turn your life over to Jesus Christ. We can never be preaching Curcio. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Antioch, I found the Lord, or should I say, He found me at an Antioch retreat for young people in 1968. But you see, my message is not Antioch. My message is Jesus Christ crucified, dead, buried, and raised from the dead. God uses the messenger. Oh, isn't it wonderful that God uses the messenger? Whatever the messenger is, the church, Antioch retreats, Antioch retreats, Curcio, whatever it is, God uses the messenger, marriage encounter. God uses the messenger. God uses the messenger to proclaim the message. When the messenger proclaims itself, you can tell that nothing is going to happen. The church that proclaims itself is about to die because it detaches itself from Jesus Christ, the head. It is not about the church. It is about Jesus Christ. The messenger must proclaim the message, and the message is the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, who bled for us, who was crucified, who was buried and rose from the dead. That is the message, and the messenger is so blessed that we can preach it. That's what St. Paul said. Preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. He didn't say preach the church. He said, no, preach the gospel. Preach the message that Jesus Christ is Lord. Preach the message in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. It's time for the church to know, all the churches to know, that we don't preach ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's who we preach. When we stop preaching ourselves, we're on the way out. We're on the way out. We have no ability to help people, because it is only Jesus who changes people's lives. It is only Jesus who transforms lives. It is only Jesus who does what needs to be done. Today I got a call from somebody, and Jesus is working in her life. Oh yes, Jesus is working in her life. And she called me to apologize to me if she's ever hurt me. And I said, you know, you've never hurt me, but you know, I accept your apology. She never hurt me. She never hurt me, you know. But I accepted her apology because she was apologizing. She's going through a program that she's going through the inventory of her life so that Jesus Christ would be Lord of all her life. You know what I'm saying? That Jesus Christ would be Lord of all her life. And that's what the church is all about. The church is all about proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ. The messenger, the church, preaches the message, the Lord Jesus Christ. The messenger, the church, must never become the message. Come to our church. It's all about our church. It's my church. It's your church. It's our church. It's our church. It's no, no. That's the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. You're on your way to Babylon. The church is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful that I am part of the body of Christ? But Jesus Christ is the head. Have you ever seen a body without a head? We do not proclaim the body. We proclaim the head in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. We proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, that one day every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even in hell, when His name is mentioned, the glorified Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. So I wanted to make that clear today, because some people didn't know what I was talking about yesterday, that the messenger, the church, has become the message, the church. Never. The messenger, the church, must be giving the message, and the message is our Lord Jesus Christ. Simple, simple, but we get confused. You get confused. Come to Father Tom. No, don't come to Father Tom. Come to Jesus. Go to Jesus. Yes, you might find Jesus through His ministry, but it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. I'm not proclaiming me. I do proclaim what God does, because it's the action of God. I do proclaim what the Holy Spirit does, because it's the action of God. But it's not me. I can't save anybody. I can't save anybody. Yes, salvation comes through the church. I believe that. As she preaches Jesus Christ, as she preaches the message of the kingdom of God, salvation comes through the church. I believe that. I'll never not believe that. But It comes through the church that was handed the teaching of the apostles, and it was to teach and preach Jesus Christ in season and out of season. Okay, I've made that as clear as I can. I go to John 15, verse 18. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. I'm going to tell you, when John is talking about the world, he's talking about the world system. You know, we see it even now about Christmas. We don't want to say it's a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree. And even holiday comes from holy day. Let me just tell you, the world hates Jesus Christ. And because it can't get at Jesus Christ, it gets at the followers of Jesus. It gets at the church. The Boston Globe hates the church. The Boston Globe hates Jesus Christ. The New York Times hates the church. The New York Times hates Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ ultimately who they hate, but they can only show it to the people that follow Jesus Christ. It's so simple. I had a dream many years ago. I said to the person that was in the dream, she was a spark and I was a wet rug. I said to her, I am being attacked by Satan. And she said to me, in the dream, Satan hates Jesus Christ, and because he can't get at Jesus Christ, he's getting at you, and he's doing a great job of it. Woke me out of a sound sleep. I found myself on my knees, surrendering my life to Jesus again. So, you know, if the world hates you, praise the Lord, because it hated Jesus before you. If the world hates you, hallelujah. I don't want any approbation from the world. I want approbation from the Lord. Good and faithful servant, I want him to say. I don't need any applause from the world. The world has nothing to offer me. The world has nothing to offer me. The flesh has nothing to offer me but sin. So I'm telling you that it's Jesus Christ, and it hated Jesus Christ and wanted to put his light out. You know, that's what the devil did. He thought that in bringing Jesus to the cross, that he would condemn Jesus and that it would be all over. Little did he know that the death of Jesus was part of God's plan, and that Jesus said that he would die from all eternity. He said it as the word of God, and he went to the cross. And he brings salvation through his blood and through his resurrection. I'm telling you, the devil thought he was getting rid of Jesus. The world thought it was getting rid of Jesus. You know, we had the Jewish Pharisees and Sadducees trying to get rid of Jesus. You know, they were trying to get rid of Jesus. It is better for one man to die for the sake of the country than for the whole country to die. So they offered up Jesus. And little did they know that their offering up Jesus on the cross was going to gain a great salvation to both Jew and Gentile. If the world hates you, know, not think, but know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So how many of us are of the world? You know what I'm saying? Of the world. You know, we're getting approbations from people. If you were of the world would love you. You cannot be in two kingdoms. Jesus says you are in the world, but not of the world. And I'm going to tell you, that's very difficult. That's a very difficult plan, to be in the world and not become of the world. And I'm going to tell you why it's difficult. Because the world is evangelizing the churches way more than the churches are evangelizing the world. Oh, yes, right from every commercial on television, you see the world trying to evangelize everybody. You know, it's all about sex. It's all about youth. It's all about being thin. If you were of the world would love you. But because I've chosen you out of the world hates you, even as it hated me. Please, please, The world is the place where I preach the gospel. The world and its order, the power behind the curtain in the world is the devil himself. I'm not talking about the earth now. I'm talking about the world's structure, the world's economy. I'm talking about the world that wants to be God, you know? The world, the flesh, and the devil. The three enemies of people of God. The world, the flesh, and the devil. The world has an idea. It's dog eat dog. It's dog eat dog. That's the world. That's the world. You know, I'm looking at what happened yesterday, where Romney went for lunch with the president of the United States, and I guess that's something that's a common thing, that the winner always invites the loser to lunch. But you know what? We only heard Obama speaking evil of Romney. You know, he killed a lady with cancer. He's a millionaire, billionaire, doesn't care about people. He's a felon. All these terrible things were said about Romney. And I'm telling you this, my friends. If I were invited to go to dinner, I would say, thank you, but no thanks until I get an apology. Thank you, but no thanks. Now, I know that would upset the apple cart of tradition, but you know what? I would say thank you, but no thank you until I get an apology that you dirtied my name. That's how Obama won the election. He dirtied the name of Romney. But you know what? That's all part of the world. The world puts a knife in your back, and then when you're not elected president, you have lunch with the president, and still with a knife in your back because there's no apology. It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad. And it's kind of sad that he even went. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my word, they will also keep your word. Talks about Jesus. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Peter said to Jesus one day, Lord, we have left mother, father, sister, and brother for you. What will we gain? And he says, you'll gain mother, sister, brother, and persecutions beside. He didn't say father because there's only one father, the Lord himself, God the Father. You will gain mothers, sisters, brothers, lands, plus persecution. Yeah, we don't want to hear that. We love to hear, you know, by his stripes we are healed. And that's real. That's real as I sit here. But I'm also telling you part of his word is persecutions. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. It's just the way it is. They will persecute you because they want to blow the flame of faith out in your life. And if someone's trying to do that to you, detach yourself from that person. You don't need to have the flame of faith blown out in your life. If the world hated Jesus, the world and its order is going to hate people who follow Jesus. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. How many people are being persecuted today for the sake of Jesus in third world countries by Muslims? How many people are being persecuted today, even to death, by Muslims and by Hindus? How many people? You know, hundreds and hundreds will die today. You know, we've heard in Egypt, while they were celebrating the Eucharist, that they came in and they destroyed the church and they killed people. I'm telling you, if the world hated Jesus, it's going to hate us also too. It's going to hate us because we are the messenger that brings the message of Jesus. Again, the devil hates Jesus Christ. And because it can't get at Jesus Christ, it gets at us. I continue. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is no greater than his Lord. That's for sure.
if they have persecuted the Lord, they will also persecute the servant. If they have kept the Lord's saying, they will also keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. They will do all these things for the sake of Jesus Christ, because they do not know the Father who sent Jesus. They will do these things to you because if they can't get at Jesus, they'll get at you. And they have no idea who the Father is, that the Father has sent Jesus. This is something that we've got to keep in mind. Persecution is part of the gospel. Being persecuted is part of the gospel. People will not understand that we've given our life to Jesus Christ, and that Jesus is worthy to be followed, and that Jesus is worthy of my whole life, that I surrender my life to Jesus. The world knows. I've often thought this, that people in the world, they get... They'll talk about God. Yeah, they'll talk about God. They will never talk about Jesus. When you start mentioning Jesus, they'll turn you off. That's why it's not a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree. That's why the manger is not being put up in places. You know why? Because I'm telling you, he is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way but Jesus Christ to the Father. There is no other truth. The full revelation of truth comes through the Son of God. His name is Jesus. And he is the life, that in him we have life as the vine and the branches. The branches are us, and we are in the vine, and we are to stay in the vine, and with the same life that flows through the vine flows through us, is the Holy Ghost. Blessed be his name. So if they hated Jesus, they're going to hate us, and they hate us for his name's sake. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they would have no sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. In other words, I have said all the things that I've needed to say. If I have not come to said these things, all the things that I've said, they would have no reason of being guilty. But I have come, and I have said these things, and as a result of it, they are guilty, and they hate me, because they hate the Father also. Anyone who loves the Son loves the Father. Yesterday I went to see Mario. Oh, yes, he's so beautiful. You know, and his mother and father are so delighted that this little baby is getting better. He's still in the hospital. And, you know, if you hate Mario, you hate the mother and father. He is the fruit of their love. If you love Mario, you are loving the mother and father, because he is the fruit of their love. If they hate Jesus, they hate the Father, for he is God's eternal Son. And the Father sent him as our only salvation. You must know he is our only salvation. There is no salvation out of Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. There is no salvation out of Christ. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. And that's why the church has to preach the message that people would be saved, that people would come to know Jesus. Catholics, Protestants, Jews, atheists, that people would come to know that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God the Father raised him up from the dead on the third day. Hallelujah. This is so important, to love Jesus. And to love Jesus is to love the Father who sent him. To love Jesus is to love the Father who sent him. And that's what we're called to do, to love him, to know him, to serve him, and to proclaim him. I have the awesome honor of proclaiming Jesus Christ today, the awesome honor of coming into your house, of coming into your car, of coming into your earphones. I don't know where you are at this point, but I have the awesome honor of proclaiming Jesus Christ to you today, that He is the only way. And if they hate you, start rejoicing, because they hated Him first. If the world loved you, you'd belong to the world. But we are in the world, but not of the world. And that's a very difficult place to be, because I'm telling you, the world has evangelized the church. The world has evangelized the church. Just think about it. In my own family, this is in my own family, some of the children of my cousins are not being married in the church. Now you might say, so what? Well, it tells me something. They have been evangelized by the world, and that the church has had no effect in their life. You know, I'm blaming the church. I'm blaming me. They get married before a justice of the peace. Like, 10 years ago, that would be considered something awful. But that's real. Many people don't have their babies baptized anymore. They said, let them choose for themselves. Well, when they time for them to go to school, why don't you let them choose for themselves whether they want to go to school or not? Bring up a child in the faith of God, and that child will grow in the faith of God. They might reject it at a certain place, at a certain time in their life, but they come back. They'll come back. That's the promise of the Word of God. And Jesus said, if I had not spoken the Word of God to them, they would not be guilty. But because I have spoken the Word of God to them and done these wonderful signs in their sight, they are guilty. It's as simple as that. But Jesus wants everyone to come to Him, because to come to Jesus is to know the Father, to know God the Father, because the Son reveals the Father. Again, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal. And you can leave a donation, inseason.net, inseason.net, inseason.net. I'm so glad that God has given me the privilege of preaching to you. I'm so glad, because you know what? I thank you, Father, that you have called me to do this work. Father, may I never disappoint you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.